Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
What's going on, everyone? It's Friday, January 27th. I'm Zachary Crockett here with Juliet Bennett-Ryla, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Okay, so I used to have this friend who only ate eggs. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. This guy ate like 20 eggs a day. And I've been thinking about him a lot lately because egg prices are insane right now. The average American obviously doesn't eat as many eggs as my friend did. I think it's around 280 eggs per person per year. But eggs are just one of those staples that when prices go up, it's hard for everyone. And some companies are seeing an opportunity to provide a substitute. Today, we're talking about the growing market for egg alternatives and what the future might hold in store for them. Juliet's got the story. But first, let's take a look at what else is going on in tech and business today. Nielsen crowned Netflix's Stranger Things the most streamed show of 2022 with 52 billion minutes viewed. That is followed by NCIS, Cocomelon, and Ozark. And speaking of media, Comcast's Q4 revenue grew to $30.5 billion. That's still down 5% year over year amid slowing growth. And meanwhile, Peacock, they saw the revenue go up by 6%. But again, that might be smoke and mirrors because that most of that was probably due to the FIFA World Cup, which they had the rights to. Lots and lots of layoffs roiling the tech world, but in the service industries, things seem to be humming along. Chipotle plans to hire 15,000 full and part-time workers ahead of its busy March and May months. That's what it calls burrito season. And lastly, a woman is suing the makers of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey after learning that its mini bottles of Fireball Cinnamon don't actually contain whiskey. It's actually malt and wine-based spirits. But today, we're not talking about whiskey. We're talking about eggs. And Juliet, before we talk egg alternatives here, just give us a quick primer on what's going on with egg prices.
So I'm sure most of you have noticed they are up. They're very expensive. Egg prices have tripled since the start of the pandemic. And in 2022 alone, went up 60%. We're talking a lot about eggs because while everything is getting more expensive, the price of eggs has risen more than the price of just about anything else in the economy. And plus, eggs are kind of a staple. Like if somebody said caviar is more expensive, I don't think we'd care because who's eating caviar every day? But eggs is just like this go-to staple of diets around the world. So
yeah,
big news for everybody.
Yeah, and eggs are usually dip cheap protein. You know, it's like what you buy at the store when the meat's too expensive.
Right. I recently ate an omelet with 6 egg yolks, which I wouldn't recommend.
Oh my God. Are you a millionaire?
I said I would make a birthday cake. And in making this birthday cake, I was making a meringue that called for 6 egg whites. And then I was like, in this economy, I can't. I got to eat these egg yolks. So all I ate this one day was 6 egg yolks.
A yolk omelet. Nice.
And listen, I don't recommend it.
It wasn't great.
It's a lot of fat to eat at one time, I think.
Okay.
But you know what? Desperate times, desperate measures.
Yeah, exactly. So what's driving this egg pricing we're seeing right now?
So this is actually, there's a large debate over this because some people think that it's corporate greed and that may be also be the case. But some of the big things are energy costs more, feed costs more, packaging costs more, labor costs more. And the big thing is the avian flu. It's been affecting a lot of birds. It's killed millions of chickens. And so as these chickens are dying, supply of eggs is down. There you go.
So in the background of all of this, there has been sort of a quiet, but maybe growing industry of companies that are creating egg alternatives. Now, this isn't something that just started in the last few years. It's been going on for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people with egg allergies, vegans, people watching their cholesterol, they've been eating plant-based egg alternatives for years now.
Yeah.
But it's not a huge market.
It's not a huge market. So tell us a little bit about this market. What are we looking at in terms of size?
Well, according to Bloomberg, it was worth about $30 million in 2022 and actually accounted for like 0.13% of total egg sales. So not huge. Mm. I was also looking at funding. I was reading a Crunchbase article that said in 2021, it had secured about $208 million in funding. Now, compared to plant-based meats, $2 billion in funding, you can see how much smaller this market is.
Wow.
But here's something interesting that has happened. So in that same Bloomberg article, they were talking about how plant-based eggs typically cost more than chicken eggs, which are sometimes referred to as shell eggs. However, because of all of this mayhem going on, plant-based eggs actually became a little bit cheaper than shell eggs. So as shell egg sales are dropping because people are like, I'm not paying that for eggs, plant-based egg sales rose. So we're still not seeing like a major shift, but that is an interesting thing that's happened.
Okay. So to be clear, plant-based eggs are not a cheaper alternative to eggs in usual times. They've just become cheaper because eggs are so insanely expensive right now.
Yes, that appears to be the case. I was looking on DoorDash. I was like, how much would it cost for me to buy a bottle of liquid plant-based egg alternative? And the I think it's called Just Eggs. It was like $3.99. And I believe that has fewer eggs.
Right.
If you were to compare like a carton of eggs, like 12 eggs to the bottle, I would get less out of it. Fewer breakfasts, perhaps. But like price-wise, it might be worth it right now.
So you looked at a few different companies in this space. I guess to start with, what the hell are these things made out of? I can't imagine what would taste like an egg.
A variety of fun things.
Yeah.
So the biggest player in this space by far is Eat Just. They make actually a lot of interesting things. They're the company that makes the lab-grown chicken that you can eat in Singapore, or they're one of those companies. Mm. But their liquid egg alternative is made from mung beans.
Interesting. Okay.
And that's the biggest player in the market. Like almost all of liquid-based egg sales go to this company. But there are several others. So I read about Yo Egg. They make an egg protein alternative. It looks like a fried or a poached egg, which is really interesting because most of these alternatives are like a liquid that you would pour in a pan and make like a scramble out of.
Yeah.
There is look like you've just cracked and fried an egg, and they're made out of soy and chickpea protein. You can get those in Israel at a specific breakfast chain. That's where they're at right now. There is a company called Perfegged. It's very hard to say, but it is spelled P-E-R-F-E-G-G-T. Uh-huh. They make theirs out of fava beans. Back in March, they raised about $4 million to continue those efforts. There's another one called Spiro. It makes its liquid egg alternative out of pepitas, which are pumpkin seeds.
Wow. Okay.
So there's lots of things going on. And then not even just like the egg itself. There are also a lot of like fake mayonnaise or products that would contain an egg. And now we're seeing alternatives to those products. And those have been around for a long time. I'm sure if you've ever been to the grocery store and looked at any sort of deli option, you've seen like the follow your heart. I think it's called veganaise. So that kind of stuff has been around for a long time and is also a part of this.
What is that even supposed to be? Like follow your heart? I love these brands that just have these stupid taglines like this that literally just mean nothing.
Because you love nature and you love animals and you want the more sustainable, less water using option.
I'm sorry. That's just crazy.
That's what it conjures for me.
Also, fava beans. I feel like Hannibal Lecter kind of ruined those for most people, probably.
Yeah, I will say every time I hear either fava beans or Chianti, I think of Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. All right. So have you tried these things yet?
So I know that I have tried an egg alternative. There is a coffee shop around the corner from me that is all vegetarian and vegan. And I know I've had their vegan breakfast sandwich.
Huh.
And I remember thinking it was good, but I don't know which of these options they use.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm going to have to give it a shot. I don't know if I'm going to be making egg yolk omelets, but
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. By the way, do these egg alternatives, just like when you look at them visually, are they like powders? Are they liquids?
Oh, that is another interesting thing. So typically they're a liquid. It looks like kind of when if you were to whisk a bunch of eggs together because you're going to make an omelet.
Okay.
That's what it looks like, except for that Israeli company. I was looking at pictures of their stuff and it looked like little eggs. They kind of looked like you could kind of tell they were different, but they looked like little eggs.
Wow.
But I was also reading in NPR, this is not an egg alternative. This is literally just eggs. There's a guy in Idaho who, because of everything that's going on, he has been freeze drying his eggs and selling them as a powder. And they last for several years.
Huh.
And so if you're like, oh no, all the eggs are going to be gone, I'm going to live in an egg apocalypse, you can buy these little pouches. And then whenever you're like, I really need an egg, you can mix it with water, which I thought was pretty cool. And they're selling out now because people are freaking out about eggs.
Yeah, that's very smart. I don't know why, but when I read egg alternatives, I wanted it so badly to be something that actually looks like an egg with like a yolk inside.
Everyone should go look up Yo Egg. It's Y-O exclamation point egg. And look at the pictures of their fake eggs. They kind of look like toys to me, but you know what? I'm into it. Because another cool thing about fake eggs is they actually have less cholesterol. So if you're worried about that, you can have a fake egg every now and then.
There you go. All right. Go partake in some fake eggs, everyone. That's going to do it for us today. And thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We appreciate your ears. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. If you want more tech and business coverage, you can go find that in our newsletter at thehustle.co/email. And we will catch you next week.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI and the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.